This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Hey, Uncle Number One, why aren't we counting anymore?
Long ago, Serta invented the perfect sleeper mattress.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. It says the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper with a Q4 support system has 4-in-1 perfectly interlinked coils that help relieve aches and back pain for perfect sleep night after night.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Serta, we make the world's best mattress.
This Memorial Day, save on Serta Perfect Sleeper X at a retailer near you.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, one of the things about the USA hockey team, you know, and we were just talking about it off the air, the thing that happened to them yesterday because of the snow here in New York, they were supposed to charter back from Milan here to New York. And because of the snow, they ended up diverting to Miami. So they got to spend the night in Miami last night. And I don't know if you saw this, at 11 nightclub last night in Miami, the USA hockey team celebrated their gold medal, and the entire place is singing the national anthem. And it is just, it actually gives you the chills just to watch these guys do this and celebrate. And I'm thinking at the 1980 guys, right after they had finished their Olympic gold medal game, all of those guys scattered and signed professional contracts with NHL teams. So they weren't allowed to do this. You know what I'm saying? So these guys, and of course they're going to the State of the Union tonight with Donald Trump, and he invited them, and of course he invited the women's hockey team, who respectfully declined. But yeah, it's getting a little bit heated on both sides again, because you know that's just the way it goes around here. We had a couple days to celebrate, a couple days to enjoy, and now you know now all the knives are out, if you will, on one side of the ledger, and it's unfortunate, but. Still, nonetheless, they won the gold medal, and it's been 46 years since they won that gold medal, and they should be able to celebrate and do whatever they want and enjoy it and really totally embrace everything that they bring to the table.
Yeah, I mean, it was just when some of the anger, I guess, yesterday sort of being directed towards them, that's where I got annoyed. And maybe I shouldn't even be paying attention to the opinions of the people that were thinking that way. But I guess just yesterday being here in the city again alone, I'm picking up my phone and looking at it even more than I normally would and seeing all this reaction on social media. And there was a big video that, you know, Dave Portnoy called one of his employees to do a well check on her because she was flipping out on X about how, you know, she never wants a man to do anything for her ever again. And the U.S. hockey team is a bunch of jerks because they laughed at the joke when President Trump said, I got to invite the women to or I'll get impeached. And I just, if you want to be mad at Donald Trump for that or dislike him for the reasons you dislike him and be mad at Cash Patel, if you want to direct all that political anger towards them, fine. I mean, that's what we've seen it on both sides many years.
That's a political sewer pit that you play in.
Right. Go ahead and do that. But to drag these guys into it, you know, in a moment where they're celebrating and you want them to stop when the president's on the phone after they win a gold medal and be like, you know, I think that joke was inappropriate, Mr. President. What? Just stop. Let these guys live. It was an amazing moment, made so many of us happy. So Like I said, I sometimes struggle with whether or not I should even pay attention to these opinions about it. I just really felt the need to just want to defend those guys because, I mean, my Lord. I mean, so they win a gold medal. You know, they're talking to the president. They get invited to the White House. These are all young men who finally got something done that USA Hockey couldn't get done in over four decades. And now, because you don't agree with the current administration, now you're going to drag them into it and dislike them too. I mean, that's just that's idiotic behavior on my part. Now, I'm not saying don't dislike certain political parties or whatever you vote for. Fine, that's fine. But to drag these young men into this after what they accomplished, I think was
They're draping themselves in the flag, and it's all about patriotism, and they're singing the national anthem
at a nightclub.
Well, to some people, there is something wrong with that, and those people need to have a wellness check. Yeah, that's why I'm with Dave Portnoy on this one. But the political rhetoric that's going on and just how both sides of this whole thing are ridiculous. I mean, like we talked about a couple of the ex posts yesterday by a couple of, I would say well thought of, but at least they do have experience in the world of media, saying that if you were sickened by, you know, the chance of USA and the flag waving at the Olympics, you know, you're not alone. I mean, you know, kiss my ass. You know, I don't care. If you feel that way, too bad. You know, I mean, this is the greatest country in the world. They represent the best we have to offer. And by the way, you know, all of these things that happen in the Olympics are merit-based. You know, it's a meritocracy. You have to, in order to get to that point, to be able to do what they did, the amount of hard work, dedication, and respect and selflessness, you know, has to be at the forefront in order to be a part of this. And this goes for the men and the women. It also goes for the rest of the Olympic sports, depending on, you know, whatever your flavor may be, whether it be curling or it could be speed skating or, you know, half pipe skiing or freestyle skiing, whatever it is. The amount of time and effort it takes and the amount of time and effort that they are out of the spotlight is 10 times more than the times than they are in the spotlight. So, you know, it's a great moment for our country. It's a great moment to be a patriot. It's a great moment to celebrate, you know, all the Olympic gold medals and all the medals that the Olympic athletes had won. So, I don't know. It's ridiculous, but I really got chills watching these guys last night at 11 Nightclub singing the national anthem with the entire group of people that were there. And, you know, that should be what we should be celebrating.
Yeah.
And maybe people like us do celebrate that. And there's unfortunately a group of people in this country that don't celebrate that for whatever reason. And they're still here bitching about it. And I don't know why.
Well, that's the thing. It needs to be separated. You know, whatever your viewpoints on what's going on politically and then what these guys accomplished. I mean, I'm sorry. And then, by the way, the same people that are complaining about, you know, them taking the phone call from the president would be complaining if the president didn't call them. You know that, right? It'd be like, oh, this guy, you know, Ronald Reagan used to call people, or Obama used to call people, Clinton used to call people, and then these guys win a gold medal and Donald Trump doesn't call them. They would be saying the same thing. They're just finding a reason to hate on it. And it was so annoying to me yesterday as one of the points that I had. I was like, man, I was like, we were so divided in so many things. And man, this was one of those rare moments that all of us were together and rooting for the same thing.
Well,
and then
for
all
those
of a sudden,
that are in the sports
right,
world,
I mean,
for sure.
But, right. You know, in the sports world and just almost everything else, it was just like, you know, you checked all the other things at the door and you rooted for Team USA to beat Canada in the gold medal game on a Sunday morning with a blizzard coming in, you know, at least here in the Northeast. It just felt like we were all together. It just felt like a special moment. As the day goes on, it's like, oh my God, here we go again. It's just, but I mean, these are the times that we live in, unfortunately. But these guys, hopefully it doesn't affect them. Hopefully they're not seeing this. Hopefully they're not affected and going like, guys, are people actually mad at us right now? For what?
You know, like 1% of the people. You know,
yeah, I hope so. 99% I hope
of people
so.
Are behind them and support
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I hope so.
And you saw that, you know, Sunday morning, the entire United States was engaged in this. And, I said on Fox News last night with Laura Ingraham, I said, you know, from Montauk to L.A., There were parties galore all waiting for this game on a Sunday morning. And it was the ultimate Super Bowl because it's one game, winner take all. You take the gold medal and anything can happen. And certainly, you know, miracles do happen. We've seen that in hockey with Herb Brooks standing in front of us here on our desk. I just think that it was a moment that we'll never forget. And for all of us who love the game, but more importantly, love what these kids represent, we'll remember where we were when this game took place.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.